Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Today we've got Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren and possibly Dr. Norm Shealy. I'm excited to be broadcasting with our medical team. Our senior medical team. Welcome, Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren.
Thank you, and great to be here. Appreciate you.
Well, I had a couple questions. I got an email from Kathy. Kathy is an instructor in Ohio, and she said that in this email, I know a woman who had eczema. She was put on steroids when she was 16. She's now 46. So that's 30 years. She went off steroids about 2 weeks ago. She is itching all over now. And she said the steroids weren't helping her. So it looks like she was on steroids. Then she went off them. And now she's itching and the steroids don't work. Do you have a thought for what she should do? I don't know if she went cold turkey or whether it was oral or topical steroids. Yeah. I don't know the answer to that.
Usually, well, could be either, perhaps. But here's the thing. Let's paint the picture of what is going on in our healthcare system, especially in this young woman. I'm going to go from inside out here. So, first of all, eczema. In the holistic sense, you don't throw drugs at it. You first understand what is going on, ideally. Why is there an eczema? Because eczema is an immune response. It's body reacting against itself. It's our own innate system that is designed to protect us, turning us against us. And it's showing up in one of the biggest organs in the body, skin. So that, to me, is a red flag. So when I see a person in the emergency room, is it an emergency when a person has an eczema, especially long-standing? No. But inside that person, if I was that person, I might ask myself some serious questions. Why is my immunity going against me? That's number one. Number two, sometimes... More often than not, but the treatment, when there's a solution, is worse than the problem. You have to wonder if you have to trust the solution, so to speak. Because here's the thing, steroids, let's talk about the general adaptation syndrome, because steroids fit right into this. In general, you have something like cortisol, stress response. So stress happens, acute stress, for example. You're in a situation that requires your attention immediately. Boom, there's a stressor. Okay, well, cortisol goes up. And normally, DHEA, anti-stress wellness hormone, which is also on the kidney surface, on the adrenal, also compensates and goes up. And then you get through the situation, you learn, you get stronger, you overcome, you win, whatever happens. And then you come down, reset, recover. And there you are, better for the situation. But what happens in the chronic stress or when the immunity or when hormones, which all interface and interact, and it's all the systems within systems, the short of it, when it starts to turn the immune system against itself, and then the next solution is to give steroids, which will help. It does absolutely control the symptoms. It's wonderful. It allows you to handle that stressor. But what are you doing? Now you're providing enough cortisol equivalent, so to speak, in the body. so that the DHEA is being depleted. So that's why we say if a person has to be on the steroids, and sometimes they do that out of emergency or like a breathing emergency, if you can't breathe, you die. So you got to have steroids, okay. But to take the same amount of DHEA, milligram for milligram, 40 milligrams prednisone, 40 milligrams DHEA. Anyway, the short of it is if you are going to be on steroids, make sure you take that. If you don't have to be on steroids, don't burn out your DHEA because stage one adrenal, in other words, compensation, is cortisol goes up, DHEA is still there. It's good. Stage two, cortisol is still awake, still there, still working. You're still responding to stress, but you are burning out. You're burning out, baby. What's happening there is that DHEA is now declining. So now it becomes a maladaptation, but you're still going. I mean, the car's engine is still revving, even though it's already starting to make all kinds of strange noises and starting to skip, you know, timing belts, so to speak. So the next stage is, that makes sense, it's the exhaustion. Like, for example, after a person runs a marathon, boom, ask them to run a marathon. No, thank you, I'm done. That's what happens to the body. Cortisol is no longer going up. DHEA is gone, among other things. So now you've got a place where you are burnt out. You've got nothing. You can have a car coming at you, literally. You can have a truck going at you full speed, and you'll be basically sitting, standing there saying, I ain't got no energy. I ain't going to worry about it. You know? But the situation is it becomes dire. And in addition to that, the medical system, the solution, has created another problem. And that problem is now, instead of just messing with the immune system, which will interfere with hormones and GI and everything else, now you've messed up the entire hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis because you're of all this external exogenous steroids and no solution for the underlying stress or whatever has caused the underlying primary issue to get under control. So now a person is going to be screwed up with hormones, it's going to be screwed up with sex hormones, male hormones, detoxification pathways, they're start to get into methylation pathways, detoxification pathways, and before you know it, you got a toxic bag of an individual tissues that are still somehow put together and kept together, but the lifestyle and the quality of life sucks. I hope I painted an accurate picture here. This is basically, unfortunately, most of the humanity. So it's a scary, scary picture, and this is just one example. Simple allergies tells me that, hey, something needs to be addressed. God doesn't create junk, you know. We are made to a perfect, creative creation. In other words, when things don't go well, ask why, what's going on, what are we doing, what can we do, what's around our world, what's in our control that we can make it better, and focus on that, and let go of all the rest. What I would suggest in this case is a holistic evaluation visit, start to work on the immune system, getting on the right supplements, lifestyle, nutrition, get rid of the junk, stop the incoming assault of toxicity, clean up the mind, clean up, start learning by feedback, thoughts, feelings, emotions, every thought is a prayer, get on the, check the hormones, hormone replacement or supplementation if necessary for a while or for however, whatever it takes. Correct the underlying metabolic syndrome. Find out if there is a metabolism going on. Find out if there is anything whatsoever that needs to be corrected. What are the insulin levels? Because the whole thing goes together without fail. It's one circle within another, and if one system is not working, you really, really, truly have to ask yourself, how is the system fitted with all the other systems? But you're not getting those answers from a conventional system. I probably went a little bit over my soapbox here, but Vincent, feel free to jump in.
No, I think what you said was very well said. Here's what I heard. I don't know if these are exactly the words you said, but here's the message that I believe I heard, is that steroids treat the symptom, but not the cause. Is that correct?
Steroids do treat the symptoms. And don't get me wrong. Steroids in the right setting and place, somebody having an anaphylactic reaction, in other words, can't breathe, airways closing, or let's say there is another kind of emergency requiring urgent intervention. I'm not going to worry about that acute adaptation phase. But if this was my patient or this was me, I would literally seriously ask a question, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
How many people do?
So I guess the point is that in these acute situations, steroids can save lives, but then in the long run, what I have learned about steroids in the long run is it makes it very difficult, if not impossible, for your body to heal itself if you continue high concentrations of steroids. Is that correct?
And that's exactly it. And this is, and the reason is at least partially, but there's many, many contributors here. One of the main reasons is that you're offsetting this entire hypothalamic, pituitary, adrenal axis. The entire controlling the controlling axis of the body. Just think of the cars you're a car guy, Winston, right? Take out the timing belt. I mean, see how the car runs.
It'll run downhill. But it won't go on level ground by itself, and it won't go uphill, that's for sure. What I'm saying is it won't really run. Yeah.
Right.
It'll look like a car, but...
Yeah.
So here's the question then. And I've been on steroids, and I have to tell you, when I first was put on them, I thought I was Superman. It was like a light switch was turned on, and I felt almost instantly great. But then my health deteriorated, over time to the point where I was really in trouble. And I realized that the steroids were making it impossible for me to get better. All they were doing for me was treating the symptoms and making me sicker. That's what I learned. And I'm talking about... oral steroids for pain, like lung pain, chest pain from breathing. It was brutal. And then I learned that trying to get off them, wow, those things, I don't know if they are labeled as addictive, but if you're on them, like let's say three times a day, you're looking for that clock to say it's now time to take your next steroid. That's what I learned, and I didn't like that at all. I mean, it was truly addictive. And I'm thinking, this must be what heroin addicts go through.
You know, I'll describe several qualities of addictive substances. And it's basically, it acts on the body receptors, essential body receptors that are, well, vital. Okay, so that has that criteria. So is it technically an addictive substance? So not according to classification, by the powers that be, but by all definitions, you can't go without it if you've been on it for a long time. If you go off it, you die. So, I mean, this is truly an addiction. This is a definition of it, really.
Well, what I learned was that...
I'm talking about chronic, long-term use.
Yeah, yes, that's what I was talking about, chronic. And what I learned that it was... The pain would start increasing until I got to the point where I was supposed to take the next dose. And then I'd be okay after that, dose settled in my system. And then it would wear off and I'd be looking for that steroid again. And it was like more would be better, and more than that would be better, and more than that would be better until I killed myself.
Exactly.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens with us. Medical doctor, ER doctor, holistic doctor, and we're talking about steroids. And so one of the things, I guess, to flesh this out would be, what if you are prescribed them, and let's say you actually did need them, and going cold turkey, we talked about you could die from doing that. What is the reason why one should wean off? And Dr. Sheely weaned me off steroids, and it was no fun. It's absolutely no fun, because if my pain level was at 10 before steroids, my pain level might go down to a 1 while I was on the steroids. But when I weaned off them, my pain level might have been, let's say, as I slowly decreased the dosage, my pain level was persistent. It was maybe a 9, and then several days later, maybe an 8, and then maybe several days later, a 7. But it was no fun going through this. None. It was painful, and it was protracted, weaning off. But I'm not on them. And I really think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it possible that if you are on steroids for a pulmonary illness, you can get pneumonia after pneumonia after pneumonia, like nonstop, almost, from being on steroids?
Absolutely. Long-term suppression of the immunity.
Well, that's what was happening. And so I got myself off all that stuff, and it worked great. Now, Advair, is an inhalation medicine which contains a steroid. So I was prescribed that, and it looked like lifelong, and I was getting pneumonia after pneumonia after pneumonia after that. And I weaned myself off that too, against medical advice.
Wonderful.
And I'm fine. And I'm fine.
Yeah. Asthma is actually, and a lot of the methodology behind what's really happening behind asthma is it's immunity. So it's an immune-mediated condition. So is diabetes, even diabetes too. I mean, there's immune system malfunction. There's other things going on, but if you have any kind of allergies, any kind of just even a chronic mild health condition that is bothering you, check it out, folks. Check it out. It's an indication. It's a key. It's like a sensor in a car. But it's a question of how much attention you want to pay to the sensors. But if you don't pay attention to them at all, boom, bad things happen.
Here's a little scenario that happened. We have a friend who lives in the village where we are, and she's a senior citizen. I see her, you know, maybe once a week. And I said, "So, how are you doing?" She said, "Well, I got to go to the cardiologist." And I said, "If I may ask, why?" She said, "Well, I have an irregular heartbeat." I said, "You know, Dr. Shealy has been talking about that on the air with us for almost 12 years. And it's possible that what worked for me might work for you. And so it's non-invasive. It's really simple. It's Dr. Shealy's magnesium spray. And just spray it on your skin. And it may fix the problem. And over 80% of the cases, as Dr. Shealy had mentioned to me. I said, so I tried it, and it worked by the next day. I mean, within 24 hours, I didn't have an irregular heartbeat anymore, and I still don't. And so she said she wanted to try it, and I said, well, I have some. So I gave her mine. I gave her a bottle. And she went to the cardiologist the next day. And I called her up and I said, so how'd it go? She said, no irregular heartbeat. I said, what do you think? What did he think about that? And she said he was surprised. And then months and months later, I learned that she was going to the cardiologist because she had a heart murmur. And I said, well, you know, they said I had one too. And they wanted to put me on an echocardiogram. And the moment I learned about that, I put myself on CoQ10. I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm not practicing medicine, but this is what I did. And Dr. Shealy wanted me to be on Kyani's Nitro Extreme, K-Y-A-N-I, Nitro Extreme. It's drops. And nitric oxide, built nitric oxide. And I went to the echo, and no heart murmur. So I asked her how it went for her, and she said, no heart murmur. That's two out of two.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Gunmen armed with AK-47 rifles have abducted 32 people from a train station in Nigeria's South Edo State Monday morning. The attack in Africa's most populous country has the government reporting one of those kidnapped has already escaped. As democracy played out in Washington, D.C., California Representative Kevin McCarthy finally worked his way into the House Speaker role Friday night into Saturday morning.
With love for this country and charity for each other, let us now take our oath and be worthy of the office on which we are about to enter. God bless everybody in this chamber, and God bless America.
The House will begin debate Monday on the rules package. It includes a resolution establishing a House Select Committee on the weaponization of the federal government. A nurses' strike in New York State has been averted as the New York State Nurses Association settled its contract disputes with two major hospitals. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren's with us. He is Dr. Norm Shealy's son. And we're talking about medicine. And the reason I'm telling you these actual case studies, if you will, is because it really happened. And I think maybe you might be able to benefit from what I've done. I am not practicing medicine. I'm just telling you what I've done. And Dr. Sergey, it's interesting that I mentioned this to one of my hospital-type checkup doctors, the CoQ10. I said, what do you think about CoQ10? And I expected some kind of an answer other than the one I got. The one I got was the doctor didn't know about CoQ10.
Well, not a surprise, not a surprise. I'm actually sitting here with Dad, who's happy to jump in at any moment, by the way. So, Vincent, if you have anything to say, Dr. Philly. Yeah, let's start with that.
I do. Hi, Dr. Shealy. I just wanted to tell you that I did follow your protocol.
Good.
I did follow your protocol. I took CoQ10, the Kyanite Nitro Extreme. I had the echocardiogram, and it couldn't find anything. I mean, the results that were from the cardiologist didn't find anything. Everything's normal. But before that, there looked like there was a possible scare that I had a heart murmur that needed, you know, some kind of intervention. And the same thing happened to my neighbor, and I told her what I was doing with CoQ10, and it just worked. Just like you weaning me off the steroids, the antibiotics that you weaned me off, all the things that you've recommended, and class, this is nothing that you have not heard in the past with Dr. Norm Shealy. These things we've been talking about for going on 12 years, it's his protocol, and it's available on the website, normshealy.com, under Optimal Health. You can find all this. It's right there. It's free. And by the way, if you want to make an appointment with the clinic, I'll give you the phone number. And this is not a commercial, class. This is an endorsement. This absolutely, positively saved my life a couple of times. And that phone number is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. So, Dr. Shealy, I wanted to let you know that it absolutely worked. And didn't you save your own life with your own protocol for COVID shedding?
Yes, indeed. It took me a while, but I did it.
Well, okay, what I learned is, healing is it's not like healing from a cut anymore. If you have an internal injury, it takes way longer than I would like and probably anyone else would like. But
yes,
it can happen. But, Dr. Shealy, don't you have to eat right? Don't you have to get off, you know, all the junk? Like, for example, there's information on the Internet right now that dark chocolate, some brands of dark chocolate like Dove, I mean, that's a premium brand, is high in cadmium. And then there are other brands of dark chocolate that are high in lead. And then there are other brands that are high in lead and cadmium, for real. Pretty dangerous stuff. So, I mean, aren't we what we eat? I mean, if you eat toxins, don't you get really sick and ultimately maybe even kill yourself?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The real fact is you have to evade depression and anxiety and anything that relates to it.
Yeah, yeah. And so, Dr. Shealy, I'm working on detaching. And I got to tell you, it's hard. It is really, really hard to detach. But I'm working on it. I really am. And is that the way it normally is to detach? You know, when you have these real serious events happen,
yes,
to your life that you didn't cause, you know, other people have caused them for you, that when you have to suffer through them, a protracted long suffering, isn't it hard to detach?
Indeed. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so dark chocolate has lead and cadmium, and some both, just lead or cadmium. And then my mother, when I was growing up, there were things that my friends were able to do that I wasn't able to do. And that would be like drink soda that had colors in it. I couldn't do it. Kool-Aid, I think Kool-Aid, there was a law in our house about Kool-Aid. You couldn't have Kool-Aid in our house. So, and I'm looking at red dye number 40. My mom used to talk about red dye number 40 a lot. And it's in Skittles, it's in M&M's, it's in Gatorade Fruit Punch, it's in Blue Pepsi. I don't know why they use red dye 40 in blue Pepsi, but they do. And why is Pepsi blue anyway? I don't know. Doritos, they have a nacho cheese that has red dye 40 in it. Mountain Dew, code red. It's got red dye in it. There's absolutely no reason for that. Now, Dr. Shirley, does that damage your digestive system, this red dye?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So one of the things that you've talked about over the years is drinking water. And there's an article that I was perusing over the weekend about water. Frankly, if you drink about 8 glasses of water a day, you just flat out can live longer, like a lot longer, not just, you know, days or weeks or months, but years. 8 glasses of water, you can, I think, you can extend your life up to 15 years and reduce the risk of heart attacks and strokes and dementia just by drinking real, pure water. It's as simple as that.
The problem is today, even groundwater has 80% or more Roundup in it.
So 80% of groundwater has Roundup. Yeah, yeah. And our guy, Roy Blunt, Senator Roy Blunt, was the guy who helped make that happen.
Yep.
By legislation that shielded Monsanto or Monsatan from being sued. Absolutely. From Missouri. Roy Blunt, Senator Roy Blunt from the state of Missouri. Yep. Dr. Shuley, can we overcome some of the diseases that we may be experiencing? I'm talking about the class, by just drinking more water. Can you really help yourself just by doing that one simple thing? If I'm talking about non-chlorinated, non-fluoridated water.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. And that will, I guess, flush out the toxins, right? Because
exactly.
You'll be peeing more. Okay. And is that, Dr. Shuley, is that one of the things, one of the benefits of the Myers cocktail? Because I remember having multiple Myers cocktails in your clinic and being really close to the bathroom there. And I was, you know, I mean, I think it's high speed. It's almost like it comes out faster than it goes in. But, of course, I'm kidding, but... does that flush out the toxins? Is that one of the benefits of a Myers cocktail?
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, are you taking Myers cocktails for your own benefit, just for good health, if I may ask you?
At mm-hmm. least twice a month, sometimes four times.
Mm-hmm. And can you say in your words what your reaction to the Myers cocktail is, and then in class, it's an IV, it's like 500 mils, and magnesium, and zinc, and B12, and some other vitamins and minerals in there. It's a slow drip, and what is your reaction? What does it do to you, Dr. Shuley? I can say what
it purifies the system as a whole. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just to help you.
And massive dose of vitamin C, between 50 and a maximum of maybe 100 grams of vitamin C. I like the low dose myself. You know, I'm not a big guy. I weigh in at about 133 and 5'7", 133 pounds. So I'm not a big guy. So I like it. I like the lower dosage of vitamin C, and for me, and I like the long, slow drip. And I got to tell you, when I have that, it feels like what Ponce de Leon must have been looking for when he's, you know, swatting flies all over Florida, the Fountain of Youth. I think that's what it really feels like, the Fountain of Youth. It feels like minus 20 years. Yes.
Absolutely. And the mechanism behind it, there's many mechanisms, but one of them is it's It's an immune optimizer. It jump-starts the immunity, jump-starts the conversion from the immune system that attacks itself to the immune system that's actually doing its job proper, protecting the organ systems, protecting the, against the invaders. It also does other things. It cleans up, oxidants. It cleans up radicals. It cleans up a lot of different things. And it's one of the best advantages is actually for the urinary system. Especially bladder infections, malignancy, cancers. Now, we're not saying that we cure cancer. We're not going to claim that for whatever reasons. But actually, the combination of Myers cocktail in a high dose, we went up to 100 grams at that point, plus the intravenous ozone, which is another modality that we haven't talked about yet on the show, has actually resulted in a stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which is generally death sentence. And he was literally told that he knew nothing to do. 80-year-old plus man, complete remission. Now, again, miracles? Sure, I'll take a miracle. Yeah.
Interesting you mentioned pancreatic cancer. I that was one of the things I was looking forward to talking with you about today in class. And I know two people who have died from pancreatic cancer, and it's very quick. At least it was in these two cases, maybe 2 months, something like that, from diagnostics to the death. And I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, the symptoms are jaundice and dark urine and feeling tired and loss of appetite and itchy skin. Aren't those
all of the above? Abdominal pain, chronic hepatitis, GI issues, lots of different things, yes.
You know, there's in my family, if someone went to the hospital, one of the first things that my father would do, if it looked like one of us might need blood, my father was very concerned about that. And he said, you can really get sick by transfusion of someone else's blood, because frankly you don't know if that person has been treated for cancer or is a drug addict or has had a healthy lifestyle or was a smoker. You have no idea. And this was many years ago. Well, I know a gal who was in a car accident, got a transfusion, and then she ended up with pancreatic cancer. Can we talk about that? Is that possible? They can get that from a transfusion?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Dr. Sergei Shirley Sorensen with his class, if you'd like to make an appointment for the clinic, same clinic that I go to, and that's in Springfield, Missouri. Central Time Zone, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And if you're in the neighborhood, you can pick up your vitamins, minerals, and supplements at the same place I do. And that is at the clinic, or you can have them shipped. You can go to normshealy.com and buy the vitamins, minerals, and supplements on the Internet, 417-351-5221, website, normshealy.com. So we're talking about blood, and we're talking about pancreatic cancer. And
yes,
in the 19, I think that holistic doctors are way more knowledgeable than just other types of medical professionals. They know more about history, they know more about science and chemistry and biology, and more about everything. At least that's my experience. Well, when Bill Clinton became governor of Arkansas, this is in the public domain class. I'm not making this up. I've known this for many decades. When he became governor of Arkansas, the state prison board awarded a contract to a company in Little Rock, Arkansas, called the Health Management Associates, or HMA. And the company was paid $3 million a year to run medical services for the state's prison system. But what they also did was, not only did they run the state prison system, they encouraged the prisoners to donate blood. And the company paid the prisoners $7 per pint of the blood. And HMA, that company, sold the blood on the international plasma market for $50 a pint. And they split the proceeds 50-50 with the Arkansas Department of Corrections. Now, they literally did this. Literally. And there was one of the people that I was telling you about got a transfusion during that time and ultimately very quickly died of pancreatic cancer. So my question for you, we cannot prove that it was Bill Clinton's blood system that was prisoner blood that cause the pancreatic cancer. But is it possible that a transfusion from someone with certain diseases could cause pancreatic cancer in an otherwise healthy person?
Actually, I don't know just possible, but certainly that does happen. You know, it's speaking of, and I only got maybe another minute or so just to get going, but I do want to say that the medical errors and medical issues and problems or basically medicine-induced injuries are number one reason for death and everything else. So that being said, be careful. If something doesn't seem right, if something doesn't make sense or you're concerned, then look somewhere else. In other words, look outside or look at another option, second opinion, so on and so forth. The medical system is as dangerous as the things that it treats. It's actually even more dangerous so than that. So the thing is, short of it, you know, you got to take care of yourself. You got to look at the big picture. And I would love to discuss the topic that you mentioned, but it would take us a lot more time. And I think my dog is reminding me that it's time for me to get going to the clinic. Yeah, thank you, Romeo. Appreciate you. Yes, we'll definitely have a full conversation on pancreatic cancer and my first wife. Unfortunately, we divorced before before she passed away from pancreatic cancer, so I couldn't really help her. But she was a beautiful young lady at the young age of 30, in her 30s, 33, 34, when she passed away. There's a lot to the mental, emotional, and spiritual, and physical. And there's a lot to the immune system. There's a lot to the treatments, conventional and unconventional, and blood transfusions and all that stuff. It's all fascinating topics. So let's address some of that next Monday, shall we?
That sounds wonderful. And by the way, have you heard that story about Bill Clinton, governor of Arkansas, and the blood for profit system that he built with the Arkansas's Health Management Associates?
Well, you know what? It's not a surprise. Everything in the world, including the healthcare system, it's a business. It's a mafia. We're talking about pharmacomafia. We're talking about basically where do you get your sources of income, and if you can get it from drugs, you get it from drugs. If there's more money somewhere else, then you go there. Hey, it is what it is. You know, evil is a part of the world, and we just have to face it, realize it, and do what we can. That's all.
Yeah. We're down to the last minute of this hour of class. Is there anything that you'd like to share with us before we end the medical class for today?
Absolutely. Just one thing is very quick. You know, as strong as evil is, as strong as the forces of shadow and darkness and lies and the deception and fear and all the crap, all the yuck. The biggest thing, the most important thing in the universe, you turn the light on in the room, what happens to the shadow? What happens to the darkness? That's what we're doing. We're lighting up the world, baby. So,
right you are. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to your visit. You and your wife and Dr. Norm Shuley, if you'd like to come out to the farm. And we're looking forward to putting your cars up on the lift and taking a look and having lunch and spending a little time on the farm. It'd be wonderful. And I do have some really interesting answers for a generator system for you. So when you get a chance, if you give me a call, I can talk you through all that. Dr. Sergey Shuley-Sorin. And Dr. Norm Soren. Norm Shuley.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.